last time I spoke with you earlier in the week, you were still investigating. You were still trying to gather. Everybody seemed to be chattering about this on the internet. People were looking at it. And the story was still kind of gathering steam as to whether or not this was, as you called it, too good to be true. Referring people again to the link for it that exists on our webpage at coasttocoastam.com. What do you think of it now, a week later, after this this video first popped up?
Yes, I'm afraid it is looking more and more likely that this is a CGI hoax. A number of reasons for that. I mentioned the absolutely pristine condition of the trucks, and some researchers have found some generic pictures of trucks on the internet with serial numbers that seem to match.
Ah, there you go.
So that's one reason. But again, it comes back to the fact that we're now a couple of weeks in on this story since it's made the news. If this really was the broad daylight sighting that is being touted with trucks stopped up at a location where clearly there would be a lot of people, again, it just seems inconceivable that somebody else wouldn't have come forward with some different footage.
Now, the last time we talked to you was when the Ministry of Defense, the British government as a whole, was sort of washing its hands of the whole UFO business. They were saying, we're not in it anymore. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're not going to accept any videos anymore. We're done with this.
Yeah.
Is that stand still true? And did they change their mind at looking at a video like this, officially or unofficially?
No, this may be a part of the story. Remember, I think when I was last on, I said it was quite interesting that the Ministry of Defense had refused to comment on this because I said they could have killed the story in a couple of seconds just by saying, well, we've given it to our technical analysts and they say it's a fake. But they didn't do that, and a lot of people read something into that and said, well, you know, maybe it is real and maybe they just don't want to be drawn. But I think on reflection, what's going on, what happened was that they got this and they thought, well, we could look at it. But then if we break our public silence once on this issue, we'll be dragged back in. So they may have had a look behind the scenes. Someone might have, on a semi-official or unofficial basis, looked at it. But I suspect they just said, no, we just don't want to get drawn back in. But as I've said before, I have no doubt that if a report had been submitted by a military pilot or a radar operator, someone would look at it, whether or not that's in the face of the public position.
Right. And that in this case, in the video, that, as you say, just it looks like CGI. Clever, but looks like CGI, that there are those two British jets that were scrambling in the background would have had to have filed some report. There would have been some connection to the story, and there doesn't appear to be any.
That's correct. And even when the Ministry of Defense feels quite awkward in the past where these things have occurred, they have had to have been truthful about it. And even though they've been fairly bland in their response, they have said things such as we have received a report, or a pilot has reported something up the chain of command. So yep. The fact that this doesn't seem to have been the case here is interesting. But I have no doubt that researchers will have put in some FOI requests to the ministry nonetheless.
Just to see what is out there. You know, all of that having been said, I saw a headline recently that seemed to indicate that these types of sightings are up all over Europe, not just UK, but that there'd been a lot of reported sightings all of a sudden. Is that true? B, what is that connected to, do you think?
Yes, it is true. Certainly in the UK, I having seen the figures, since 2005, there has been a year-on-year increase in the number of reports made to the Ministry of Defense. And 2009 was a year where sightings were at near record levels. Ironically, there is a connection between that and the termination of the UFO project, because while the numbers of sightings were up, the average quality of the sightings was considerably down, and that's because of these Chinese lanterns, these fire lanterns that people are letting off in increasing numbers here in the UK. And it was quite clear to the Ministry of Defence that while the sightings were up to these near record levels, a vast proportion of them were attributable to these Chinese lanterns.
And these Chinese lanterns are kind of commercially available, over-the-counter kind of things, or even things that people can make themselves, not unlike what some people claim were the mysterious lights over Phoenix.
I'm certainly not saying that the Phoenix lights were attributable right. to this.
But that's what some people have said. It's sort of similar to that, that those two things are seen. Right.
Yeah. So, these lanterns typically glow bright orange. And yes, you're quite right. They're commercially available in shops, over the internet. You can actually, and people do, as little science experiments, make them yourselves. So they are widely available. They are let off. They're hugely popular at weddings, barbecues, parties, things like that.
And they go up and they essentially sort of burn up in reentry, right? They go up and then they burn, they hover, and then they get caught up in the wind, and then...
Yes, and they go up because obviously the hot air rises, and then they get caught on the wind. And if the wind is strong, they move quickly. If the wind is still, then they hover. So you get all sorts of reports, but generally speaking, anything that talks about an orange light, particularly if it says at the end, you know, after a few minutes it began to fade and then disappear, that's of course the burner. Running down and then going out. So the Ministry of Defence were looking at literally hundreds of these things and saying, look, the vast majority of material that we're getting from the public is clearly just these lanterns. And that was a key factor in axing the UFO project.